practice as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my lady. Happy birthday to you. I so wanted to be with you today. I have just said too many. This is the hardest day of the year for me. It really is. But in the Lord's grace, He showed me tremendous mercy today. You've obviously been in my prayers. The effort I put into thinking through, writing, doing the overlays, the recording, and then editing the postcard reconciliation video was difficult. It took a lot of hours. And it's been planned for weeks, because when I went and bought the postcards, that was several weeks ago. So this was my plan for a long time. And I did it. And the postcard's in the mail. They went out today. And, you know, even in that, they were done by hand. This didn't come off of a printer. I did the whole thing by hand. Because I wanted to show. I really, one of the things that's really sunk in with me is I did the video about Mother's Day a year and a half ago, I guess. And how, is her name Jarvis coming to mind? Is it Ann Jarvis? That might be the right name. But anyway, who was basically the founder of Mother's Day. And she made the comment, she made the statement that the objective is to hand write a card for your mother. Not these store-bought cards that have become popular. She stood against that. But I've taken that to heart. And that's why the cards to my kids are from Deadmark cards, not Hallmark. And they're handwritten. And unfortunately, some of them are still here because of issues. But something's got taken care of, such as the postcards going out today. And like I say, handwritten. But something else happened. Well, you know, it shocked me this morning because it was, 6 a.m., I think. I was putting them on YouTube, Brighteon, and BitChute. BitChute has had one of these things where it's taken over 12 hours and it's still not live. And I just letting it go. We'll see. Maybe by tomorrow morning it'll be live. But Brighteon showed up very quickly, which is something I wasn't used to with them. And then within the first hour, there were 6 views. And, you know, it was kind of like, what's happened? Because the previous videos have only like 4 or 5. And then this thing gets 6 in such a short time. And, you know, I've seen it again myself. And I look at that and I say, you know, one you rarely see, because I tie together, you know, from Leviticus and Matthew and all the way into 2 Peter and Galatians and Corinthians and so forth, as one consistent thought. Because I continue to make the claim the Bible is consistent from Genesis to Revelation. And I demonstrated that in that video. And I demonstrated, I believe, what it is, the cost to be paid by a follower of Christ. And the cost to be paid in enjoying the free gift. But anyway, my hope in this is like the Marriage Defining Commitment Beyond video. That was a love letter to you 2 years ago. That you will see again a love letter to you. You will see that the man you married has matured as a follower of Christ. And I hope that's attractive. If money is attractive, if you're like your dad who wants to compromise, yeah, you gotta, you know, you cannot serve God and money, but you gotta be pragmatic. No, I'm sorry. That is false. If you have to be pragmatic, then you're serving a God who is a liar. Jesus Christ is not a liar. When he said you cannot serve God and money, he spoke the truth. You can't. I tried. I failed because I can't. And I'm trying to be obedient to Christ. And in that, a remarkable thing happened today. Because obviously this is a hard day for me. I wrote you two emails, which I assume you won't check into. But they're there. But I wrote you two emails sent to you privately as requested. But then, you know, Sunday, especially when the farmer's market was open, and if I would go there three times a week afterwards, you know, because I would like get a bunch of tomatoes, for example, and there were too many for me to, you know, because I would get a basket of tomatoes and it's four or six tomatoes, and that was too much for, you know, a few days. So I'd drop several of them off at Lynn and Gary. And of late, it's only been maybe once a week because the farmer's market isn't open, so I don't go there. But one of the things that's happened is that he has a chair that he sits in for 7 years. And he got a new one, but it's pathetic. It's pathetic. And he can't get outside with it well. And his old one is a much better device, but the battery's failed. And he couldn't get around with that chair anymore, meaning he couldn't go outside anymore. So for several weeks, I was thinking, how can I get the batteries? And money's been tight, and I couldn't. So Sunday, I emailed Chris Petrillo, the guy who owns Metro Expedite. You met him once, at least once or twice. I emailed him, and about an hour later, he said, okay, they're in order. And, you know, $200. It's something I would have loved to have done. I mean, obviously, in years past, it's the kind of thing I would do. But he did it. But an issue came up. They didn't get shipped. A problem came with the ordering. So he called me this morning, and we talked about it. He called a local company here in town, a batteries store, and they had the batteries. So he drove from Athens to the store here in Cleveland, bought the batteries, paid for them, came to me, picked me up. We went over to Lynn and Gary's, and I sat there and installed the batteries in Gary's chair. And then a few minutes later, Gary was in the chair, moving around freely again. It was one of the highlights of the day. I was only the intermediary, getting Chris, who paid for the batteries, drove here, picked him up. And I did get to do the install. You know, a wrench in my hand, undoing. And I saw in Lynn and Gary, they didn't know how to say thanks. Because, you know, what do? They're not used to that kind of unexpected blessing. So what words do you come with? And it was such a joy. And I'm grateful that Chris made it happen. Not only because, you know, for him, $200. I have the receipt. $220-some after taxes. Because he got premium batteries. He didn't get cheap ones. That was a drop in the bucket for him. The money didn't mean much. But his time, he got into his truck, drove, bought the batteries, came to me. We went there. We spent the time, installed the batteries. And then he took back the core battery, to the store, and then went back to Athens. His time was his gift. And that was magnificent. In an email afterwards, obviously I thanked him for what he did. And, I was grateful to him because I told him in the email, this is the hardest day of the year for me. And being able to do that today was a big deal. And one of his comment was an encouragement. He said that I have the patience of Job in my pursuit of reconciliation. And his prayer for me was that same kind of blessing. And that is indeed what I seek. Not that I'd get a new set of kids with my wife, as Job did, but I get my kids back. And most importantly, I get my wife back. It's beyond question. She has my heart. There is no turning with me. There's one lady in my life, one lady alone, and I will not, I absolutely refuse to look at another, to consider not pursuing reconciliation, to give up. None of that's on the table. My only focus is reconciliation. And that's why I did Postcard Reconciliation. Like Marriage Defined and A Commitment Beyond, it is my statement to my wife and my family. I love my wife in obedience to Christ because I think she's cute and she's a joy to have around. And I want to be able to spend my days with her hand in mine. My lady, my wife, I love you. I'm not going to turn from you. As the image that Erica Lee used for her promise, keeping the promise video. They're one till death. My lady, I'm your husband, and I love you.